Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
The best hard rock. The best heavy metal. Talking Metal. A podcast hosted by Mark Striegel and John Astronomy. Available through iTunes and most other podcast providers. Feel the power. Feel the glory. TalkingMetal.com.
Hey guys, it's Mark Striegel. Welcome to another edition of the Talking Metal podcast. I wanted to mention we have a new password for the Talking Metal forums. The forums are a place where all the hardcore Talking Metal listeners and fans hang out to talk about just about everything and anything. I really enjoy keeping in touch with everybody on there, and I want you guys to join us. So the new password is the name of Rob Halford's guitar player, one of his guitar players, his main guitar player, who I think has been there since the beginning of his solo career, post-fight. He's a good friend of ours. He was on every episode of our Talking Metal on Fuse show. He lives currently in New Jersey, and that's the new password. I think you can probably figure it out. It's going to be all lowercase. John Casimano, a.k.a. Exciter, correct me if I'm wrong. All lowercase letters, no space in between his two names. And it is a total of, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 letters. Yeah, so you should be able to figure that out. Maybe I'll drop another clue soon. But join us on the Talking Metal forums, talkingmetalforums.com. Oh, excuse me. That was nasty. A little Diet Coke burp there. What do I got here? Okay, let's just freeform here. Dr. McCannibal. I don't know if you guys know this incredibly sexy lady. She is part of the band Psy, a more recent member of the great progressive black metal band, if you will, kind of even jazzy influences at times in Psy. I love Psy, at least I love their last couple records, which are the only records I have by them. Great, great stuff. I highly recommend it if you dig extreme stuff that's a little bit more avant-garde. I highly recommend Psy, the Japanese metal band, S-I-G-H. Dr. McCannibal, I think, is in the States now. She might even be in New York, but she is also, I think she's like a real doctor. Like, I think she works in a lab, but then she goes out and does Psy, doing her vocals with Psy, which is pretty cool to have dual careers like that. She was part of the Revolver, hottest chicks in metal thing. I think she was part of the calendar, and she's definitely been in, the magazine as one of the hottest chicks of metal. And there's a whole scandal going on. I don't know if you guys have heard about this, but with Angela from Arch Enemy. We knew about this way back when, because the guys from Revolver had actually told us when we had them on not to talk about the fact that Angela was in the calendar. So I guess, I don't know what happened, but she ended up in the calendar. I'm talking about Angela from Arch Enemy, and she was pissed about it. I guess maybe her label put her in there without telling her or something. And she has made some, I guess, nasty comments about the hottest chicks in metal thing that Revolver does. And Dr. McCannibal, again, another one of the hottest chicks in metal, and this woman is quite beautiful. Check her out, definitely, online. But anyway, she recently, on, I believe it was on her Twitter, commented about the whole Revolver Angela scandal with the hottest chicks in metal, saying there is, she personally, this is McCannibal I'm talking about, has no real problem with the hottest chicks in metal. The only problem Dr. McCannibal sees is that many of the chicks featured aren't actually hot. So there you go. I don't know if that adds fuel to the fire or is going to piss people off. I haven't noticed that anybody even picked up on this tweet that Dr. McCannibal put out there. But again, Dr. McCannibal from Psy, no problem with the hottest chicks in metal, except for the fact that she actually thinks many of the chicks are not hot. Would love to hear your comment on it. Send me an email at talkingmetal@yahoo.com. You know, if you've seen any of the girls in Revolver magazine who they label one of the hottest chicks in metal, or you checked out the calendar, let me know what you think about the chicks. Do you think they're hot? Do you think it's cool that they do this hottest chicks in metal thing, or do you kind of find it, you know, maybe, I don't know, not, do you think it's focusing on something other than the music, and then that's a wrong thing, and people should actually be paying attention to the music and the art that these women create and not what they look like? Would love to hear your opinion on it. Give me an email. Drop me an email, talkingmetal@yahoo.com, or my personal account, which is striegelmark@gmail.com. Speaking of email, let's get to one right here. All right. Hey, guys. My name is Johan. I'm 37 years old. I've been listening to metal since 84. I can relate to most of your stories and old concert memories. I've been listening to Talking Metal since the Van Halen book episode. That was with our friend Ian Christie. Big fan of your show. In the latest podcast, you and Victor just sat down and talked metal. It was good to hear about all these guys like Jakey Lee, etc. Please do that again for an hour and a half. Excellent stuff. It would be nice to hear something with Rush and Porcupine Tree, if you like those bands. Yes, I definitely do like those bands. Keep up the good work. I'll be listening. Johan from Sweden. Thanks, dude. Great to hear from you. Love Rush, man. Love them. One of my favorites. Been listening to those guys since literally, you know, 1981, when I was just a kid. Maybe even earlier. Maybe 80. I'm not sure when Moving Pictures came out. I think 80, actually. great band. Porcupine Tree I like too. You know, I'm not like super hardcore into them, but I have a bunch of their stuff on my iPod, and I like most of it. All right, let's keep going here. We're talking metal today, if you haven't noticed. All right, let's get into some music. This is The Hurt off Using the Useless by House of Broken Promises. You can pick it up on iTunes. We'll be right back. That was a band called House of Broken Promises. Check them out on iTunes. Hopefully we'll have a link up in today's show notes where you can go purchase that song. It opens up your iTunes on your computer. We get a small cut, and you pay for your music and help the artist out. All right, what else do we got? Oh, yeah, yeah, our friend Nick, man. This guy's from Australia. And check this out, check this out.
Talking Metal, the worldwide podcast for all you serious metalheads out there, is available for download now from talkingmetal.com. Catch the hard-hitting and controversial interviews with metal artists such as Brandon Small, the master behind Metalocalypse, and Billy Milano from SOD. Brought to you by the podcast creators Mark Striegel and John Astronomy, these fortnightly sessions are not to be missed. Talking Metal, available for download now from talkingmetal.com.
Yeah, that's a promo that our friend Nick from Australia put together for Talking Metal. Nick, we love it. Thank you for doing that for us. We really appreciate it. And thanks for your support. We got Talking Metal fans all over the world, man. It really means a lot that you guys do stuff like that for us, or even just send us a letter like Johan did earlier. Really, really appreciate it. And you guys are the best. You're the reason we're still doing this. And I'm just happy people are still listening to us after 5 years. We were going to do a big 5 year thing. I don't know if we're going to have time, but it's been just about 5 years. August will be 5 years. And that's when I got a new kid on the way in August. So I'm not sure I'm going to have time to do anything too major for our 5 year anniversary. By the way, guys, the new Ozzy album is called Scream, and it's coming out on the 22nd, so definitely pick it up. The other big Ozzy news is that he'll be reissuing Blizzard of Oz and Diary of a Madman with the original bass and drum parts for the 30-year anniversary of those records. This isn't that big of a surprise, because if you read the Ozzy book, you probably know that Ozzy wasn't happy and felt kind of strange about the albums being re-released with the re-recorded tracks, bass and drum tracks. And, you know, if you'll also know that Ozzy truly hates Bob Daisley. Bob Daisley has caused him a lot of grief with lawsuits and stuff through the years. And, you know, he basically says in the book that he wished that they wouldn't have had to re-record the bass and drum tracks, but that for legal reasons it came to that. It sounds like maybe they worked something out, or he just feels that it has to be re-released with the original tracks. It's probably a good decision. You know, hopefully they'll still have, they won't remix it. Maybe they'll go back to that Max Norman Wall of Sound, which was a big part of those two records, and something I even felt like maybe that was missing more from the re-releases with, you know, Mike and Robert on bass than the actual drum and bass parts. But that's a whole nother argument. I mean, because those guys basically just replayed their parts note for note almost. But regardless, I think that's the right thing to do. And again, if you read Ozzy's book, you probably weren't too surprised by the news that he's re-releasing these records with the original drum and bass parts, because he just didn't feel comfortable that they were out there with re-recorded drum and bass parts. He basically put it all on Sharon. Maybe it's a good cop, bad cop type of thing. I don't know. But regardless, it's probably the right decision as far as, you know, keeping history the way it happened. You know, I can't tell you, I got to tell you, I can't stand the like Star Wars stuff that George Lucas added to it. I mean, there's a few things that are all right, but there's other stuff that's just absolutely horrible. And, you know, it's like they never had to do that to Wizard of Oz, but it's still a great movie, you know. So it's probably best to keep stuff the way it was. I don't even like some of the re-recorded, remastered Megadeth stuff. So far, so good, so what? I love the messy sloppiness of it. And I think some of that's missing on the newer version of that was put out a while ago. Anyways, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. Okay, let's get into another email here. We will be back soon with Mr. John Astronomy, by the way. This guy sent me an email a while, Joshy Boy, about getting Metallica to play Australia. And he was telling me at a Facebook group. I believe this is all old news at this point. This email's like from April. So, Joshy Boy, I hope you got the Metallica concert that you wanted in Christ Church. And keep us posted. Let us know what happened with that. I'm going to skip over this because I think it's old news at this point, being it's June. Okay, what else we got? Oh, yeah. This guy, Leo, he's from Alaska. Let's see. He writes, Mark and John, it's Leo from Alaska. I am a huge fan and have listened to every Talking Metal podcast through episode 308, except the first 10. I use talkingmetal.com as my homepage so I don't forget to check for new episodes. I also saw and DVR'd every Talking Metal on Fuse show when they were on. By the way, you guys blew away Eddie Trunk and those two guys on that metal show on VH1. Well, thanks, man. I mean, I'm sure there's other people who think that metal show blows us away. Everybody's entitled to their own opinion. I appreciate you saying that, though. Two very different shows, I would say. And listen, I've spoken as much as I need to about that whole Fuse thing. We actually did really well, and even when they aired the reruns throughout 2009, they continued to do well. We actually just had a meeting with them recently. They are definitely not interested in doing anything metal whatsoever, but they wanted to... We're talking to them about maybe making it more rock. So we'll see what happens. You know, we both have to... you know, work our regular jobs, and you know, if a good offer comes along, of course we're going to go for it. But we'll see what happens. John and I do love rock, by the way, so I could see it happening. It's all up to basically the president, and if they want to do a rock thing, because they're really now focusing more on hip hop. So they tell us. I don't actually watch the channel, so whatever. Okay, back to your email. Leo says, I also had two of my emails read on your podcast. One appeared in Talking Metal 96, a list about criminally underrated albums. Another on Talking Metal 213, kind of skipping over some stuff. Enough background, now to the nitty gritty. Can you add my heavy metal based blog to your link section? It's called drinkingblackcoffee.com. I think I added it to markstriegel.net, to the link section there. I don't know if John added it to the link section on talkingmetal.com. I will have to remind him if he did not. But Leo, thanks for your email. I will be checking out. I actually did check out drinkingblackcoffee.com. Found it somewhat interesting. And I wanted to take a minute to... read your top 11 lists, which you post on your website. Again, this is from drinkingblackcoffee.com. The greatest stoner rock bands of all time. Let's read it in reverse. Number 11, Eagles of Death Metal. Number 10, Sleep. Number 9, Clutch. Number 8, Masters of Reality. Number 7, Fu Manchu. Number 6, Earth. Love Earth, man. Great band. Number 5, The Obsessed. 4, Saint Vitus. 3, Black Flag. The Post Damage later albums for Black Flag. 2, Caius. Love Caius. Number 1, Queens of the Stone Age / Them Crooked Vultures. I actually think that Queens of the Stone Age and Them Crooked Vultures are two very different bands. I realize that Josh is involved in both of those bands, and Dave Grohl did play drums on Songs for the Deaf, and I think he did a little work on the Rated R record too, the restricted one. But I don't see, my only you know, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. You can pick your own top 11 stoner rock bands. My only argument with your list is the fact that you have number one, you're kind of blurring the lines, making it sound like Queens of the Stone Age and them Crooked Vultures are the same band, which to me, they're very different sounding projects and bands. Maybe you have them tied. I don't know. Maybe that's supposed to be a tie for number one. I'm not sure. Let me know. And again, let's do one more top 11 list from our friend Leo from Alaska. Okay. This is Leo's top 11 greatest heavy metal bands. Black Sabbath is number one. Dio, number two. Ozzy, number three. Four, Queensryche. Five, Iron Maiden. Six, Judas Priest. Seven, Van Halen. Eight, Merciful Fate / King Diamond. Nine, Scorpions. 10, Accept. And 11, Yngwie's Rising Force Band. Again, we can all argue, you know, until we're blue in the face about what our favorite top 11 greatest heavy metal bands are, but those are Leo's. Check out his website. We'll link it through today's show notes. Anyways, guys, I appreciate you joining me on the Talking Metal podcast. Check out my blog. It's markstriegel.net. Check out our YouTube page, youtube.com/talkingmetal. And check me out on Twitter. It's twitter.com/striegel, STRIGL. We also have a Talking Metal Twitter page, which I Twitter from. Also, that's Talking Metal or twitter.com/talkingmetal. John's on Facebook. I don't do Facebook, but you can find John Astronomy on there if you poke around, I'm sure. Let's end with some classic hard rock off. Well, let's see. What do I got here? I'm looking through some CDs. You know what? I'm going to just... let's do something bizarre, man. Here's some obscure stuff. This is Apple Viper Get Up from 1985.
Take your love in your hands and you can reach for the stars. Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.